AMP Radio.
Welcome to another edition of AMP Radio, brought to you by Lavasi International. Lavasi International is bringing masculine designs to your bathroom. Lavasi is the exclusive retailer of handcrafted ceramic sink, combining a handmade manufacturing process with an industrial finish. If you're looking for something different, check out their tribal design, spike design, or puzzle design, just to name a few. Lavasi International, lavasi.co.uk. Let me spell that for you. LOVASI.co.uk. Now shipping to the United States of America and Canada. Use the code word FANGO to receive 25% off any purchase. Now back to the show.
AMP Radio.
Don't be scared, homie.
What is my problem with man, you ask? No. I ask you, what was man's problem with
me? Hold on, nothing to see here.
AMP Radio.
Get on him all!
Bang, bro. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Bobby Knuckles!
Shoop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop.
Chuck-a-ray!
Real good. Boom-ba-dum-bum.
Yes, indeed. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of AMP Radio, as ever brought to you by the AMP Radio Network. This one we like to call hashtag SmackMyPicksUp. Coming at you live and direct from the international studios of AMP Radio. That's right, deep in the heart of whatever season it is right now, because it can't make up its mind. Coming at you for Khabib versus Holloway, also known as hashtag UFC 223, which will be held on April 7th, 2018, that's right, Saturday, at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, as sometimes happens in MMA, sometimes the S hits the fan. We had a whole show planned out for you. We're going to do Smack My Picks Up, but again, your boy Conor McGregor comes in and messes everything up. Isn't that right, DJ Tony? Yes, that's right. So let's get right into it.
All I don't want to waste any time. Mood.
That's right, DJ Tony. I don't want to waste any time, though. We need to get the hosts in here because you and I spoke on Monday on This Week in MMA, hashtag This Week in MMA, and we had some things to say on Monday, but as you said, all hell is broken loose. So let's go ahead and bring in the life of the party herself. And, of course, champion 2 weeks running, but gave up her title. Let's go to the Big Easy. Let's bring her in here right now, though, DJ Tony. I'm from North Carolina.
Hi, guys. What's going on? I've missed
Hello.
You guys. Just, it's been 3 weeks, right?
Oh, at least more than that.
Wow. Well, I missed you all, so I'm glad to be back. And
New
Orleans
too.
Was fun. And I'm going to Vegas next Monday.
The life of the party. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, the life of the party. Coming at you live and direct from North Carolina. But, look, DJ Tony, let's go ahead and bring you in because you know what? It's Tony time, baby.
Proteus, I had to go to the old intro because it's no longer Tony time. It's Khabib time.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Nothing all else? Hell breaking loose, Proteus. Yeah, all hell breaking loose on hashtag down with the pickness with the beautiful Pam back. And, of course, the one and only Protos. Let's not forget. The star of the show, bro.
Yeah. Hang on 1 second. Before you bring him in, let's give him his due because last time we spoke, Marco was giving his picks. And, of course, he is the reigning defending champion going into this week if we at all get to picks this week. Marco from Waco, bring him in, brother.
Marco from Hueco Rules. I am back. This is the reigning defending champ, and it's fitting that it's happening on WrestleMania weekend. What a nightmare, man. What a nightmare of a week has this been. But I love to talk about it.
Yeah.
So let's start. Let's start, baby. Let's do this.
Yeah. Like you said, Marco, lots to talk about, of course, on Monday's show. If you guys listen to hashtag down with the pickness or hashtag, no, sorry, that's this week's show. I apologize. That's today's show. If you listen to This Week in MMA on Monday, we discussed the fact that, you know, Tony had fallen out. And now it's Max versus Khabib. So I don't really want to get into that. But what I do want to get into is the drama that was, you know, what we saw today, real quickly, before we start the show. I think we need to lead the show off with this, Tony. I know Pam has stayed up until 2 o'clock in the morning doing her picks, so we're going to hustle through this as best we can. But a lot of stuff happened and went down today. You know, about I saw it going down about 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, or Eastern Daylight Time, as Marco corrected me earlier on as we were coming on to the show. Conor McGregor, after, I guess, kind of responding to Khabib or Nurmi, talking to Artem Lobov. Is this correct, Marco? Am I playing it correctly here? Like, there was a little discussion that happened between Khabib and your boy, Artem Lobov. And apparently today, Conor McGregor thought it would be a good idea. And Tony, remember on Monday when you asked me if Conor McGregor was going to make an appearance at this particular event? Well, I think he made his appearance. Marco, let's start you real quickly. Your boy Conor McGregor kind of going off to the rails here. It's kind of sketchy, you know, whether or not Michael Church was going to actually fight, because apparently he got a lot of glass in his face when Conor McGregor threw some kind of object through the glass of a limo bus. Am I getting this right, Marco?
So there's so much to unpack on this shit, man. First of all, Artem Lobov and Khabib got a little bit of an altercation on the hotel last night, but it wasn't nothing made. It was like a lot of call me bad, bro, and nobody got hurt, nobody got pushed, nobody got punched. So that is that. Now, enter Mr. Conor McGregor. He thinks he owns the planet, but he actually doesn't. He picked up his private jet and flies all the way from Ireland to New York. And it was rumored that he was going to make an appearance on the fight anyways, because he had planned to set up, you know, whatever the following fight with Khabib or Max, because it's going to be a lot of money. But Domas decided to get his posse, his entourage, and storm the back parking lot of the freaking Barclays Center, where unloading all the freaking fighters from the media day. And, you know, Khabib was in the bus, and they just assaulted the bus. They started throwing trash cans, chairs, a dolly. I mean, the video is up there. There's plenty of video. Everybody and their mama pulled their cell phones out, TNC, got Conor in the air throwing a dolly into the freaking bus, breaking the window, glass all over the place, hurting Michael Chiesa, some of the employees, USC employees. So guess what is going to happen now? I mean, action got consequences. This is no Ireland, Conor. Nobody's going to turn a blind eye to this one. The New York Police Department is looking for you. You're going to get arrested, and you're going to get charged with assault, with vandalism. That's what we battery, by the way, vandalism. And then a whole bunch of people are going to sue the shit out of you. So you think you're cute? This is going to not only cost you a lot of freaking money, they're probably on the millions, because people have got actually hurt. The bus company is going to, you know, sue them for the value of the bus. Everybody that got stressed out or had emotional distress, they're going to sue him too. So get ready to lose a big chunk of that $100 million you made with the Mayweather fight. Plus, New York prosecutors love, and I mean love, to make their name out of celebrities in New York. You think you're big? Man, we're talking about people that took down the Gotti family, dude. come on, you need your love to break down celebrity. And they're going to charge you, you're going to plead the L, and the plead the L is going to freaking get on your record, and you're an Irish citizen, so guess what? They've got your visa, your working visa for being charged with a freaking felony. So unentangling the freaking legal mess is going to be a big chunk of your money, and you deserve whatever is coming to you. And if Dana White wants to follow up on his promise that this is us, want to make business with you, he will, because he knows what the money is at, but he's going to make it very difficult for you, because one thing you don't do is mess with freaking Dana White's money, and you really deep with Dana White's money now. So he's going to make life difficult for you like he has made life difficult for people that have trust him before. But let's see how you like this one, Connor. I am pissed at this muffler.
Yeah, Marco, I think we're all really disappointed in Conor McGregor's actions. But, of course, Conor McGregor being the big news, Tony, I mean, he somehow always manages to dominate the news. And this is why I'm not asking Pam right now. I'm going to Tony. Tony, there was a lot of events that happened this week. I mean, and this seems to be capping it off. I mean, we were all very excited. And on Monday, we spoke about, you know, how excited we were for this event. And we were very cautious about whether everybody was going to make weight. But this controversy just takes over everything. You know what I mean? It's as Dana White said, probably a bad move for Conor McGregor, but career-wise. But as Marco said, Tony, I didn't think that the Khabib versus Artem Lobov situation was all that dire. I didn't think it was, you know, anybody was in trouble or anybody, no, there was no shots thrown. It was just like a conversation. It seemed like, you know, kind of a Russian thing. I don't know how those things happen over there, but it seemed like Khabib wanted to have a conversation and he did. So let's kind of unpack it real quickly. And then, cause I know Pam wants to move into the card cause that's what we should be talking about in the first place. But Tony, I mean, what were your thoughts here? I mean, we were going back and forth, you know, on a text message today, and just shocking to see the events unfolding in front of my eyes.
Hey, let me interject myself real quick before Tony. Let me interject myself right before we start. I also forgot to mention two things. Say goodbye to your sponsors like Burger King, Connor, because no one with any freaking sense was gonna want to toss this guy with a 10-foot pole after this crap. And second of all, Tony missing way 5 days ago. He saw 5 days ago.
Tony?
Wurumpum.
I didn't hear.
Did we lose Tony?
Lines, so I didn't hear shit.
Here's the funny thing, guys. Just when you don't think it can get any crazier, any worse, Connor takes it to a different level. The problem is, you and I spoke about this on Monday, on This Week in MMA, or Tuesday, whenever it was, that a news broke, like Marco said it. So, last Tuesday, right? See you next Tuesday. And by the way, not only do we always say, see you next Tuesday, but we also always say, you know, for an edited combat knowledge, you definitely want to come to us for an edited combat knowledge. Think about that one. Never mind. All right. But just when you think it can't get any crazier, it does. And you called it, Proteus. Not only did the man in the hat called it, but so did you.
I did.
Connor's on some serious stuff, guys. And I don't know if it's the kind of stuff that's legal, but I can tell you this. It's either brain trauma or he's on some serious stuff.
Yeah, I mentioned it on Monday when you questioned me, Tony, whether or not either Conor McGregor was going to show up, and that wasn't really a question. I thought for sure they were going to make sure that Conor McGregor showed up. They're going to pay him the correct amount of money to show up. I mean, if they're going to pay Deadmau5 the amount of money that they paid him to be on camera for, you know, 2.5 minutes, they're going to pay Conor McGregor to show up. However, Conor McGregor went nuts and decided to tear the whole Barclays Center down, trying to find Nurmi. And, you know, as Nurmi said, he answered back. He said, that wasn't even my bus. You attacked the wrong bus there, gangster. Anyways, guys, I just wanted to say I called it. I knew this was going to happen. And we need to, I mean, Conor McGregor is now giving the UFC the perfect reason to strip him. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, now with the three belts that would have been, I mean, if you would have asked me before 2 o'clock this afternoon, you know, there were three belts floating around and now there's no problem. Conor McGregor is, you know, probably going to go to jail and spend some time there. And like Michael said, get his work visa revoked because he's going to be charged with felonies, or he's going to get out of it like he got out of the Bellator stuff. Remember that, Tony? We talked about that on Monday as well.
Anyways, I don't know, Proteus. He was suspended.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, he didn't get to fight on the New Year's card, remember? That was his punishment.
That's right, Sam.
So I guess his punishment is he's not going to fight on the 223 card, I guess.
Yeah.
There's a lot of very happy lawyers in New York right now that are uncounted their blessings of the massive lawsuits that they're going to charge against Conor McGregor.
Well, you know, the thing is, what I read, because I was catching up with the Artem stuff, apparently, Artem had said something to Khabib beforehand and called him like a bedwetter or a pantwetter or something like that. So Artem said that to Khabib before. And then so when they ran into each other yesterday or whenever it was, Khabib had told him to keep his mouth shut and kind of, I guess, like slapped him on the back of the head or whatever he did. I don't know. So how do you get... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead, Pam. Continue.
Oh,
continue your point.
So how does it escalate from that to what's his nuts coming over in some psychotic rage, attacking a bus full of, really innocent people? I mean, what would have happened if, because that window that he broke was right there where the bus driver was sitting. So what would have happened if that dolly whatever, hit the bus driver, knocked him out, possibly killed him, you know, being extreme. But, and not only that, so he gets a glass all over Michael Church. Rose Namajunas is on the bus. And all these innocent people are on the bus. And, you know, you get all these people saying, oh, well, he's defending his brother. Artem needs to keep his fucking mouth shut because this is not the first time that Conor has come to his defense. Real quick, let me say something. Let me just say something, and then I'm going to finish because this is all I'm going to say about him because I can't stand him anyway. So we are on the eve of probably the best fight of the year with, you know, two guys that have shown nothing but the epitome of class and sportsmanship. And instead of talking about that, what a great fight it's going to be, what a great fight Joanna and Rose is going to be, the main card is stacked. The co-main is stacked. The prelims are stacked. And we're talking about this shit.
Yeah.
Okay, real quick. Boohoo, I'm way with Arthur and Khabib. They are professional freaking fighters. There was no need to have the altercation last night. I mean, if Khabib gets his freaking feelings hurt because somebody talked shit to him, come on, dude. You cannot even fight Arthur because he's not even in your weight class. And you're aiming for Conor anyway, so I'm not giving a pass to Khabib either because he kind of sort of gun up on Artem. Nothing happened, but it was Artem by himself surrounded by a whole bunch of Dagestanis. So I'm not giving a pass to Khabib on that one either. Everybody here loses.
Well, maybe either way, but maybe it's also like some Russian thing that we don't understand.
Yeah, you know.
Exactly, mate.
They're not in Russia.
Keep it simple.
America.
They're in Russia everywhere they go, Marco. They're in Russia everywhere they go. Stop it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's stop talking about the madness that occurred at the Barclays Center this afternoon. And let's get into this card, Marco, because DJ Tony, cue the music. Sam's got it.
Okay,
so
hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to start at the top and work our way to the bottom in reverse of the way we usually do it because there is a lot to speak about on the main event and the Conor main event. And I told everybody in preparation for this show before the Conor McGregor madness, you know, be ready for the whole main card, but let's just be happy if we get to the main event and the co-main event out of the way. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is what we're going to do this evening. To the lightweight division we go. Khabib Nurmagomedov versus Max Blessed Holloway. Goodness gracious, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, this is a late replacement. Max Holloway coming in on 6 days' notice. Tony, what do I have to say about the Russian Eagle? 25-0 against 145-pound champ Max Blessed Holloway, 19-3-0. And of course, there's a story, as we mentioned on Monday on hashtag This Week in MMA. There is a story between Conor McGregor and Max Holloway. They have fought before. Max Holloway lost that fight. Of course, Conor McGregor still, as at this time, because no punches have been thrown, Tony, still the champion at 155 pounds. But Marco, I throw to you because this one here is a mind bender. I have not been able to get to a decision yet. So hopefully before, by the time it's my time to pick, I will have a decision. Marco, let's throw to you. Who you got? Number two, Khabib, or the champion at 145 pounds, Max Blessed Holloway?
So first of all, I'm going to go, MMA gods. But you took the 25 away, you know, because don't neither one of you guys sacrifice your tickets and virgins to the MMA gods. So it's what they took the fight away for the fourth time. That's all I'm gonna say about that. Max comes to save the day, and you know what? All the conventional wisdom say, oh, Khabib is a monster. Khabib is the shit. Khabib is supposed to destroy freaking Max Blessed Holloway because. Max is coming in 6 day nutters, and you know he's undersized and all the stuff that I call baloney on that. Yesterday on the press conference, Khabib is saying you fighting for money, not for legacy. Last time I checked, Khabib, Max Blessed Holloway already have a belt. He beat Jose Aldo twice. He beat Anthony Pettis. He beat Cub Swanson. He cleaned out the featherweight division. His legacy is cemented, and he came here. A way up to beat you to get a second belt, if that is not fighting for legacy, I don't know what is. On the other hand, you know, Max is coming here relaxed, man. And he got no pressure. Even if he loses, he still have a belt. So it felt to me that Khabib Nurmagomedov was trying to convince himself, you know, trying to put the scare of God, this freaking medical monster that is Khabib Nurmagomedov, on freaking Max Holloway's head. Well, he already faced monsters before. He faced Jose freaking Aldo. So you're not scaring Max Blessed Holloway. I'm going with the speed and the movement and the accuracy of Max Holloway. It's going to be a hard fight. I'm not going to take nothing away from freaking Khabib Nurmagomedov. Once he touches and you go to the ground, it becomes a very, very bad reposition for you. But on that 25-0 record, man, 18 of the freaking 25 fighters don't even have a Wikipedia page. And on the 7 fights you got on the UFC, Gleison Tibau almost beat you. And then Michael Johnson punched you and robbed you. You know, you had no faith, Khabib Nurmagomedov. You had no faith anybody of the caliber of Max Holloway. The closest is RDA before Rafael Dos Anjos was Rafael Dos Anjos. You know, you caught him at the right time. I don't think you would fare as good with Rafael Dos Anjos you face him now, Khabib Nurmagomedov. I'm not freaking going with any Russians, man. I'm going all USA, USA, because fuck Russians. And I'm going to pick Max Blessed Holloway to pull the upset, be a champ with two belts, become a legend, and let's start the Blessed era properly. Max Holloway on a five-round decision, 48-47.
All right, 48-47?
Yes.
All right, all right. So Marco going with Max Blessed Holloway on 6 days' notice, going five rounds, Pam, even though apparently he looked very gassed at the open workouts. Pam,
yep.
Let's throw to you real quickly. Hang on. Let's throw to you quickly. I want to get your reaction to the fight change, first of all, and then give us your pick because we have not had you weigh in on the fact that the, you know, Khabib versus Tony fight fell through. 10.
Okay, well, first of all, I really did think it was an April Fool joke. And I'm like, for real? That's fucked
right.
up. You know, don't be doing that. And then somebody messaged me and they said, did you hear? I'm like, no, I thought that was a joke. And they said, no, that the fight, you know, the fight's been signed and Max Holloway stepping up. And I like Max Holloway. You know, Khabib is just the man. He's 25-0. But really, if, you know, I was sitting here looking at his, you know, and you know me, I'm always looking at a fight resume. Michael Johnson, okay, you know, Edson Barboza, I was there for that. Okay, he beat Edson, Michael Johnson, Daryl Horcher, I don't even know who that is. Pat Healy, I don't know who that is. Abel Trujillo, Kamel Chalarus, I don't know who the fuck that is. Ari Marcel Santos, what? Vadim Sandulski, I don't know who that is. Hamiz Mamedov, I don't know the fuck who that is.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Right? So his last, and I was looking at his last, five of his last wins are by decision. Decision, decision, decision. So Khabib is actually, he's the decisionator, technically. He's a, you know, great wrestler, sambo master. His last first round TKO was in 2013. So I have him very much. He's very good at what he does, but I also think he's very one-dimensional, and he has holes in his striking game. He really does. And you see Max blessed Holloway. Striking, cardio, fucking crazy Hawaiian. He's innovative. He's got cardio, and he's never been KO'd. He's on that 12-win streak. And again, if you look at his fight resume, the people that he has fought, you know, just like Marco said, I mean, you're looking at Jose Aldo, Anthony Pettis, Ricardo Lamas, Jeremy Stevens, Charles Oliveira of the Oliveira brothers, Cub Swanson, you know, Feely, you know, Tetchy Feely. And, you know, it just goes on. And truthfully, I have Maxi winning this fight. I've got him by decision. I think that he, you know, to me, it's a little bit like Tony Ferguson. He's very crafty. He's like one of those, he's a crafty motherfucker. Hawaiian, he's got that, what do they call it? Is it kana? I don't know if I'm saying the right word. He's got that zen. And I just think he's too creative, and he's not going to let himself get caught because he's never been KO'd. He does have two submission losses. Am I right? I think I didn't write that down, but I don't know. I'm just going with Max. It's the blessed era.
All right. So Pam, following up with Marco. Hey, did you call him Maxi? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I did. I called him Maxi. Yeah.
Okay.
Maxi.
I thought I heard that right. I just wrote it down as Maxi as well. So we'll just call him Maxi from moving forward. So Pam going with Maxi, Marco going with Maxi, both of them going with the decision. Tony, I'm going to throw to you here because, to be honest with you, I've been leaning towards Maxi as well. But let's go ahead and get your opinion because, of course, Tony, as I mentioned, Maxi is taking this one on 6 days' notice. And as we mentioned on Monday, we're concerned about both guys making weight.
Right. What happens if they both don't?
Are either of your names Tony?
My middle name is Tony.
You know what? I can be whoever I want to be, and I am Tony right now. What happens
right.
if we don't make weight? Both of them. That's a legit question.
No, I know.
So I was trying
to throw down a joke there.
We do know this, Pam. If Max doesn't make weight, obviously we know that from experience, right? Joel Romero. We do know that obviously he wins, but he doesn't get the interim, right? So I think whoever doesn't make weight doesn't get the interim title. Whoever does make weight, if they win, obviously they get the title. But, you know, at the end of the day, guys.
It doesn't matter what you think.
That's right. Listen, I don't know what you guys are on. Listen, forget Proteus. Forget whatever Connor's on. I want what Pam and Marco are on right now. Because this is absolute craziness, guys. I mean, have we gone into the Roger Huerta world of 2000, of 2007? What are we on, guys? Yeah. By the way, you like that shout-out? That's right.
I did.
Come to Amp Radio for unedited combat knowledge. You come to us for unedited combat knowledge. Crickets? All right, I'll give myself crickets on that one. All right, listen, whatever they're on, I want them. Because Max Holloway, listen, I think Max Holloway can beat any 145-pounder in the world. I think Max Holloway can beat any 145-pounder in the world, including Cyborg. The problem is he's going up to a 155 world, right? And he's going up to a world where Habib is not small, guys. Habib's a big guy, and he trains with big men. All conventional wisdom will tell you that Habib's going to win, and he's going to win in a decision, and that's what I'm going for. In a crazy world, Max Holloway wins, and oh, by the way, none of them make weight. And guess what? They don't strip, and they don't strip McNuggets. I think they have to now, but I didn't think they were going to strip them. So I'm choosing Holloway. I'm rather Habib. I also want Marco's prescription, and I want Pam's prescription because this, whatever they're on, is some good crap. That's what I want.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to.
Real quick. Max Holloway stepped into the Brooklyn at 176 pounds. So that is actually not a bad cut. Habib stepping into into Brooklyn 180 pounds to start his cut. And the last eight opponents that faced Max Holloway were 0-27 on takedowns. So take that for what it's worth.
Right. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, it's very intriguing. And Pam, you didn't get to weigh in, or you didn't weigh in on what you thought about, you know, Tony falling out. It's unfortunate that Tony fell out of this fight, but again, the UFC managed to put an intriguing fight in front of us. This fight, ladies and gentlemen, is very, very intriguing. You have Khabib Nurmi, who has been, you know, training for a completely different fellow. You know, Tony is completely different from Max Holloway. Yes, they're kind of the same in that they're kind of lanky and they, you know, kind of creative with their strikes and what they do in the octagon. But that's where I draw the line. And Tony, I don't think that these guys are on any drugs. I the first thing I thought when I thought about this is I thought, and we talked about this on Monday, I thought Max Holloway is rehabbing from an injury. He's going to be in shape. He's going to be ready to take a fight. He said that he would take this fight if it came about, if there was an injury, he would fill in. So, I mean, and as Marco had mentioned, this is the fourth time that they tried to book this fight.
Mm-hmm.
As we mentioned on Monday, Dana White is not going to book it a fifth time. I call liar on that one, Dana White.
He recanted yesterday.
Okay. Thank you, Marco. I appreciate that. Bring me up to speed. Listen, guys, I think this is a very intriguing. I think that that Max Holloway is going to work the range game. Whether or not he's going to be able to do it is a different story. As Marco said, the takedown defense is good. I believe Luke Thomas made a whole YouTube video about it on his SiriusXM show as well. So go check those things out if you want to hear those people's opinion. My opinion is that, you know, Max Holloway is going to be able to keep Khabib off of him. He looks like the bigger fighter. Even though he fights at 145, his body has changed, just like Conor McGregor's body has changed. And these guys need to fight at a higher level. Max Holloway is going to take this one down, Tony. I don't know if it's going to go decision. If it goes to the later rounds, though, as I mentioned the last time Khabib fought, he kind of slowed down in that third round because, let's be honest, the Edson Barboza was actually, even though he's working off of his back for most of the fight, was kind of pressing him. And as we noted, when we recapped 219, UFC 219, we said Edson Barbosa did come back in the third round.
Mm-hmm.
I think honestly, it's going to go longer than three rounds, and I think Max is going to be able to get it done. Tony, I agree with Pam and Marco. I know it's 6 days' notice, but as we mentioned,
he has mana.
I think he's going to be able to get it done. I don't know what that means. Is that the Hawaiian word of the day?
Yeah, it's spiritual power. It's like a zen. It's a spiritual power. So,
all right.
Max has mana. That's your Hawaiian word for the day.
Says, he is blessed. Hawaiian word of the day, mana. Look, I'm going to go with Max. I don't want to take a decision, so maybe I'll go with fourth round submission. Just to mix it up, because that makes it more interesting, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, as I had thought, ladies and gentlemen, we are swiftly running out of time on this show, but I do need to get to what I think, as DJ Tony had mentioned on Monday, should have been the main event, ladies and gentlemen, Rose Namajunas versus Joanna Jędrzejczyk. Cue the music. Yes, indeed. Rose Thug Namajunas, 8-3, hailing from the United States of America against the number one contender, apparently. JJ, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, hailing out of Poland, 14-1-0. And Pam, we're going to throw to you because this is a women's division. Not only that, but because your girl is back in again. JJ.
That's right.
With the immediate rematch, which I disagree with, but
I
it is
am
happening
the same
anyways.
Way. Yep, I disagree.
It's happening anyways, ladies and gentlemen. So, Pam, let's throw to you. What you got in the co-main event?
All righty. Well, can I say something real quick? And I'm going to say something real quick. And I'm not trying to mean
hearing
at all. It's bang, bro. Right? Doesn't JJ remind you of the Wicked Witch from The Wizard of Oz?
Yes. Absolutely.
Don't be
scared,
homie.
Anyway, so you know, I don't know why they're doing a rematch. Didn't they just fight last week? But whatever. Who
November,
am I?
Indeed.
Who are we? Anyway, so you know what? I'm just gonna make it short and sweet and still by a third round submission. You know, they did their little standoff yesterday, and Rose is as cool as a cucumber, and Joanna. And she's got all kinds of twitches and twitching eyes.
Oh, I know,
her
right?
jaw was twitching. I mean, she was like rocking back and forth. So Rose is in her head. Rose is in her head. Rose never get out of her head. And I think Rose, man, third round submission for me.
Okay.
And still.
So Rose, third round submission.
Thug Rose.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Thug Rose.
Thug Rose.
Yeah. Okay. That's me. And, oh, and a side note, you know, the, hey, I just want to bang, bro. Dude is in jail.
Yeah.
Thought I'd throw that in there.
Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
So, okay,
anyways,
so,
okay.
DJ Tony, this has been hailed in the media as the fight that nobody's speaking about. And, of course, probably the most meaningful fight on the card. I mean, this is for the championship in the actual division. The previous fight we were talking about is not really actually for anything. I mean, the genuine title, the real title, no one has ever said undisputed title. So, Tony, let's throw to you what you got here in the Rose versus JJ rematch. What you got?
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo, here's the thing, guys. to say that JJ, Joanna, former champion, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, doesn't deserve a title shot, I think that's being a little disingenuous, guys, because she had 1, 2, 3, 4,
immediate
five.
Immediate rematch, though.
Six.
She got knocked out in the first round.
She beat Carla Esparza, had five straight. And she fought some tough people, guys. Aside from Jessica Penne, she literally fought some tough people. Valerie Letourneau, maybe not a title contender, but certainly was, you know, pretty hot at the time. She beat Claudia twice. I mean, there's no way that you can't say that. Karolina Kowalkiewicz actually fought very well against her. That was a one hell of a fight. And she beat a really tough Jessica Andrade, guys. Just so to say she doesn't deserve a title shot, I think that's crazy talk. I really do. Here's the thing, though. And
hang on one second, Tony. Before you continue your thought, just to interject, if the division was deeper, do you think she'd get a rematch immediately?
Absolutely. I mean, she had five straight title defenses, guys, and she was undefeated.
Continue.
Listen, any way you want to look at it, because I think we're all a big fan of Thug Rose. Thug Rose. I think we all love Rose. I mean, I think all of us do, right? But the problem is there's an aura of this being fluky, right? Of this being like something that maybe no one saw. I'm sure no one saw second round or first round TKO. And
I did.
And at that, Joanna champion tapping out, I didn't see it. And I think most people didn't see it unless they're on the Marco / Pam stuff. But I will say this. I think Pam's completely right that Rose is in Joanna's head, but I think more Joanna's in Joanna's head, right? And how she's going to bounce back, that's going to be the toughest thing, because we saw that Ronda couldn't do it, especially someone that's undefeated that actually thinks they're undefeated and they think they'll never lose forever and ever, right? That's what she said. But the tough part is whether or not she can repeat. I do think Joanna Jędrzejczyk is more talented as a striker. I do think that she's more savvy, has been in a ton of fights, which unfortunately that may have taken its toll on her. I don't think her chin's gone or whatever anybody else says about that. I think she never really had much of a chin to begin with, but I think JJ gets it done. I think she gets it done via five round decision. And I think she actually puts a little bit of a hurting on Rose in the later rounds. Wow. But I do think I do think JJ gets it done, guys. And I do think, like everyone else has said, this is probably going to be a trilogy.
Okay. Just so we can set
what
the
record straight.
What are you smoking?
So I want some of that too.
Exactly. Just so we can set the record straight. I did call Rose, and I did call Rose by knockout. So. I called it. Marco, let's go to you because this is a big fight, right, Marco? I mean, this means a lot. I mean, like people are saying, you know, maybe Rose's win was a fluke. I don't really see it that way. I mean, if you get starched in the first round because you got caught, you get caught. I mean, that's just the way it was. You know what I mean? That's the way it's always been. I don't understand this. And the narrative is that they haven't been pushing Rose because they wanted JJ to be a bigger star. So let's get you to weigh in on all of those thoughts. And what you got going on in this fight, Marco?
Okay, first saying that Jędrzejczyk is not deserving of an immediate rematch. Then Anderson Silva wasn't deserving of an immediate rematch.
Blasphemy.
Wyman. Benson Henderson, I mean, Frank Yeager wasn't deserving of an immediate rematch with Benson Henderson. And BJ Penn wasn't disabled on a media rematch with Frankie Edgar. So it's not like it's unprecedented, especially when you got a dominant champion. That's it, man. Joanna Jędrzejczyk is already not even paying rent on Joanna Jędrzejczyk's head, but Tough Rose is already paying mortgage on her head, setting up a new curtains and rearranging the furniture, because Tough Rose is, man, I'm so impressed with this girl. But I think the problem with Jędrzejczyk is not the mental issue. I think her chin is gone, dude. Because, okay, let's review facts. Andrade tossed her up. Kowalkiewicz tossed her up. Gadelha tossed her up real bad. She has had how many Muay fights before she came into MMA? Kowalkiewicz tossed her up, too. And then all the sparring sessions. I think it's mileage, man. And she just happened to run out into a surprisingly powerful Ross Namajunas with a nasty left hook, and the scene is going like, what happened to Chuck Liddell? Chuck Liddell never got knocked out after he started getting knocked out.
Yep.
I'm riding with Tom Rose on this one. I seen Rose, yep. like somebody always got your number. I see Tom Rose got Jane Jace's number. We have seen that she's able to handle her on the feet, and if it goes to the ground, that is Rose Namajunas' freaking playground. Rose Namajunas is going to get this one again, and I'm going to take this time a nice sweet submission on laying on the second round, man. A nice, cool rear naked choke. So give me Tough Namajunas, second round rear naked choke submission, and still the strawweight champion.
Okay. Yeah, I've got that down. So let's recap real quickly. We've got Pam with Rose submission in the third. We've got Tony going with JJ. So that's going to be a five-round decision. Marco going with Rose submission, second round rear naked choke. Okay, so I was watching the Embedded. I think it was the first episode, and Rose was hitting a box of tennis balls.
The tennis balls, right?
Yeah, throwing at her.
I was watching that too.
And just watching the way, I mean, she's just so tight and solid with everything she throws, and
calm.
Calm, exactly. And you can't, that's something that not everybody can do. I mean, I'd throw a tennis ball at DJ Tony. I don't think he's going to be able to throw an effective jab at me with his left or his right hand. I think he's going to go, holy, okay, never mind. Good point, Tony, good point.
Excuse me, bitch.
I don't think the first fight was a fluke. I mean, Rose Namajunas has been touted as the next Ronda Rousey by Dana White. I think the talent has always been there. I think that it's just coming to fruition now. I mean, she's much older now. She's coming into her own. And I think Rose Namajunas is going to take this. And sorry, I have not mentioned the odds on either of these fights, guys. And apparently they're not available, so I won't be giving them. But I think Rose Namajunas is going to take this one, too. I don't think it's going to be much of a difference. Everybody is thinking, oh, maybe this second one will be a slobber knocker. And maybe it will. But I don't see it going that way. Proteus is going to take Rose again. But I think maybe I'm going to take what I took last time. I'm going to take second round TKO KO for Rose. I think she's going to stay the champion. I just think it's her time. Indeed, chingazos. Okay, guys, we're gonna have to end this show in 10 minutes, so let's kind of move this along. There are a lot of great fights on this main card, as we had mentioned, and as we mentioned at this particular moment in time, when we were recording the show at 8:50 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Michael Chiesa is going to fight Anthony Pettis. Yeah, Rose Namajunas is going to fight Joanna and Jacek, because of course there was some, Rose was on the bus when something was thrown through the window because a terrorist was outside throwing stuff. I don't know. Guys, that's not normal behavior. So let's.
Hooligans, man. Hooligans.
Hooligans indeed. It is not his island, right, Marco? If we throw back to your movie choice from the other night, it is not his island. He has to remember that. He is on an island, but it's not his own. Okay, let's go into Spotlight Fight of the Night if we can, Tony. If we've got some music for that, if you don't, it doesn't matter. Let's start with you. Spotlight Fight of the Night, Tony, because I know you have got something interesting for us and something that we have not talked about. So let's start with you, and let's give you the time to talk about your Spotlight Fight of the Night. Marco, or Tony, Spotlight Fight of the Night.
Guys, as the one thing that you guys know about me being, of course, California born and raised, is that I am a real American, guys. There's no doubt about it, guys. And I always root for the good American. And UFC 223 is one hell of a card, guys. But I got to tell you one thing. Are we forgetting about Bendo, the real American? So I'm going with Bellator on this one, guys. Benson Henderson fighting a real American in Roger Huerta, American versus American. at Bellator in Turkey. That's right, guys. Roger Huerta fighting Bendo, the real American.
And I know we say this kind of, I know you're serious about it, but Roger Huerta is one of Team Proteus's guys. You know, from the very beginning, you know, he was the first guy, the first MMA athlete to make it onto ESPN magazine. I've always been a Roger Huerta guy. Sorry?
Sports Illustrated.
Oh, what did I say? ESPN magazine?
Yes, you did.
That's incorrect. That's right. It doesn't matter. Sports Illustrated. Good job, Marco. I've always been a Roger Huerta guy. I'm glad to see him back on the major scene. And of course, Tony, we talked about this the other day, off the air. But you know, Roger Huerta has not been on the big screen or the big stage in a while. But it's good to see him back. And Marco, maybe you want to weigh in on this too, because I know maybe you've got some memories of Huerta as well.
The best thing that Roger Huerta ever did was beat up that linebacker from the University of Texas after that dude sucker punched a female on the streets of Austin. So Roger Huerta is one of my guys.
That's right. And you can check that out. You can find that video online. Joe Rogan
played
it.
Don't be scared, homie.
Joe Rogan played it the other day. You guys can find that on there. Pam, let's throw to you. We've got 8 minutes left in the show, so let's go Spotlight Friday the Night for you.
Well, my spotlight fight was going to be Lobotomy and Cassettes. So since we didn't talk about it, I'm changing it to Al Iaquinta and Paul Felderman. Violent. I'm so excited for that fight. So I didn't predict
hold on, Pam.
But what?
Pam, I don't think anyone got your joke. That was fantastic. You got to hit that again.
I got it.
Sorry to interrupt, but that was fantastic. It took me a while.
What did I say? What
Lobotomy.
Did I say? Oh,
Lobotomy.
yeah. No, sorry. No, sorry, but I'm not sorry. But anyway, Paul Felder and Al Iaquinta, that is going to be a barn burner? That's going to be chingoso. I can't wait. That's going to be a effing good fight right there.
All right, so I know you guys know what I'm going to pick here. Okay, and we'll finish with Marco, and then Marco can close out the show. My spotlight of fight of the night is going to be Karolina Kowalkiewicz versus Felice Herrig. Ladies and gentlemen, cue that music. Tony, I mean, you can cue that music whenever you want if you wanted to. I mean, I wouldn't be heartbroken about that. Edit it in, whatever. Anyways, I think this is the... That's right. This is the people's main event right here, ladies and gentlemen. I think we all can enjoy this fight right here. I mean, just pull up the UFC site right now and just look at the big pictures.
Is it the people's event or the penis event? Jeepers.
All right, Marco. Spotlight fight of the night. Marco.
I'm going to give you a spotlight fight of the night and a fighter spotlight. My spotlight fight of the night is going to be Michael Chiesa and Anthony Pettis. If it still happens on Saturday, we'll find out for sure tomorrow. But my final spotlight is going to be on Khabib Mohamed Sharipov. He's going to open up the Fight Pass prelims.
Yep.
Keep an eye on this guy, man. He is a future contender on the featherweight division. Keep an eye on this dude.
Looks like a stick against the guy he's fighting. I mean, Crash. It looks like he's going to just beat him up. But okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening. Let's close this out. We are, Tony, before you run the music, we are going to run a This Week in MMA on Sunday. And we know we haven't heard it in a while. We haven't done it in a while, but we are going to do it on Sunday. Lots of major news. We got to get into it. So enjoy the card this weekend. Like Marco has said, like Tony has said, like Pam has said, there are plenty of good fights on Saturday in the UFC. And, of course, if you're interested in Bellator, Roger Huerta's coming back against Bendo. I think you should just stick with Bendo because once he went to Ben Henderson, he started losing. So I don't know how you guys feel about that. But, Marco. we'll get you to close out the show. Let's throw to Tony. Tony, do you have a Twitter follower? Do you have a song that we must listen to this week? Go ahead.
So my Twitter follow of the week will be a person that I believe will be there and who Dana really believes is the next closest thing to Ronda Rousey. Whether or not that happens or not, who will know? But at Mackenzie Dern. And my song of the week, Proteus, Rick Derringer, The Real American. Shout out to WrestleMania 34. We will be dropping our first pro wrestling podcast that's called The Bump, and it will probably drop late Friday.
Cool.
The Bump, ladies and gentlemen. Get into it if you're into that fake wrestling stuff. Pam.
I didn't do it. Nope.
Song of the week. Anything you're interested in?
You know what? No, I didn't do those, but I'm watching the cheesiest show ever, and I think I'm going to stop watching it because it's so cheesy. I'm watching The Rain about Queen Victoria, and it's just, I can't anymore. It's getting too cheesy, but I just can't.
I think maybe, I thought maybe you would go with Colby Covington. I mean, maybe that he's...
Oh, I love him. Am I only one that loves
Colby?
Well, yes, but I'll do that in a later thing.
That's not giving anything away.
Am I the only one that likes him? I love him.
I don't mind him. I just think he's doing his thing, man. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to throw it back to, I know I do this all the time. Justin Scard is one of my major followers on YouTube. If you want to follow him, at Justin Scard on YouTube, at Justin Scard on the YouTubes. Did I say YouTube and YouTube or Twitter?
YouTube.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. I know. Goodness gracious.
Is that like
so much going on today,
the Kmart and the Walmart?
That's right. And the internet. That's right.
Mm-hmm. The interweb.
Go ahead and follow him. That's right. Go ahead and follow him. He does interesting videos and he makes me laugh a lot. So, Marco, let's throw to you. Finish the show, please. Get us out of here.
Okay. I'm going to give you a do not watch Jessica Jones on Netflix season 2. Man, Marvel dropped the ball on that one. That I'm still watching it, but they did a bad job with the Jessica Jones season 2. Bellator tomorrow on Tay Delay? What are you doing, Bellator? Tay Delay, really? UFC 223 on Saturday. And watch Ronda Rousey and Brock Lesnar on WrestleMania on Sunday. Hey. Entertaining weekend for everybody if you are into that kind of stuff. Follow Tony at IMDJTony. Follow Pana Pandora Box. Follow Produce at Produce. Follow me at Maldo Marco. Follow the show at Another MMA Cast. Rate and review as Knucklehead. We need the reviews. Listen to The Bond, the first pro wrestling podcast that we're put on AM Radio. And with that, I need you guys. Catch you guys next week. Enjoy the fight.
And just like that, Pam. I thought you could have done better than that.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.